Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. And as you know, this year, there's been a lot of focus, a lot of podcasts on the tax reform. And this will be my final one for the current future. Today's podcast, we are going to be focusing on small businesses, S-corps, sole proprietorships, and things like that to give you a taste and a feel for how this may impact you should you be someone doing the 1099 life or owning your own practice. And as I've been saying this whole time, you are certainly welcome to download the calculator that I've used that breaks down all of these different scenarios, as well as getting an opportunity to invest in the tax reduction prescription by texting in less taxes. That's all one word, LESSTAXES, to 44222. Again, less taxes to 44222. And what I'm going to do in this particular episode, there are about five articles that I think are really strong that will help you with understanding the whole tax package, as well as particularly this one that I'm about to go over, because it's a little more complicated and complex. Now, let me just do a rewind on something you may have heard me talk about before, on what has been the difference between a sole proprietor versus an S corporation. So in the past, someone owns their own business and they're the only one that owns it. Sole owner, right? They are a sole proprietor. Let's say that their total income is $200,000. Of that $200,000, right now, we have these FICA taxes, Social Security and Medicare. So if someone has been a sole proprietor, they are subject to first paying all of Social Security taxes up to about $130,000. And there's the employer and the employee contribution. When you're your own business owner, you're doing the 1099 life, you have to pay both. So at $130,000, that's about 15%, all right? So 15% on $130,000 gives us, what, about $19,000, almost $20,000? And then beyond that, the rest of their income, the remaining $70,000, they have to continue to pay Medicare, Medicaid taxes, which is about 2.9%, which gives us about another $2,000. So combined, payroll taxes are $21,000 on a sole proprietor. It's a lot of money, right? And that doesn't even include the federal and state income taxes. So if your federal and state income taxes combined are 30%, which might be a little on the low side, that's about $60,000 on $200,000, right? So $60,000, $21,000 gives us $81,000. So I hope you're tracking with me here so far. There's a lot of numbers, a lot of great data that we just talked about. So bottom line of a sole proprietor would have been they would have paid $81,000 on $200,000 of income between payroll taxes and federal and state income taxes. Now let's say that this sole proprietor changes to an S corporation. And this is where things get interesting. As someone that has an S corp, they now have a chance, rather than having all of their income taxed at for all those payroll taxes, they can separate it out into salary versus pass-through. So now they can choose to pay themselves W-2 wages, all right? So If we separate that out, let's say that we have to define what is reasonable. Let's say that this person, through their CPA and talking with them and being a business owner, that they feel that $100,000 is a reasonable salary. Well, they still have to pay those FICA taxes on that. That's about 15% on 100 grand, gives us 15 grand. Well, they don't get away without having to pay state and federal. So there's 30% on the 100K. There's 45, all right, on half of their income. The other half, the pass-through income, the other $100,000 of their 200, they have to pay federal and state income taxes, but none of those FICA taxes, none of those payroll taxes. So they've effectively cut out about $6,000 of taxes they didn't have to pay. So their $81,000 in taxes as a sole proprietor becomes $75,000 in taxes as an S Corp owner. So $6,000 is a good chunk of money. I do want you to keep in mind that in this particular instance that we're talking about, that as a matter of fact, this person might be having to pay a CPA to file another tax return. They might be having to pay a payroll service in order to generate the W-2s and everything that they need to do. So there's some extra cost to this. So that might be $1,000, might be $2,000, really depends on who you work with and the professionals that you work with. But obviously you can save $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 pretty easily, which I think is worth doing. And there is some time hassle. There is some additional things to track when you do that. Now, the tax reform package made things a little more complicated here. And there's some good news. They basically said, of that pass-through income where you already don't pay any payroll taxes, for some cases, we are going to make it so that you only have to pay on 80% of that $100,000 pass-through. But there's a lot of caveats. And of these five articles, the one that I think explains it the best is one from Greenbush Financial, where they say the article title here is Business Taxes, Past Income, Will Taxes in 2018, How Does That Affect Business Owners? So we have a lot of unanswered questions, which we talked about in the previous episode with Craig Cody in February. And this is just a framework to help you understand what's going on. And what we're talking about here, my friends, is there's differences between above-the-line deductions and below-the-line deductions. So common above-the-line deductions include contributions to HSAs, health savings accounts, deductions for the self-employment taxes we've been referring to. Above-the-line deduction includes health insurance, premium, student loan interest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This deduction that we're talking about is a below-the-line deduction that starts on the second page of your tax return. And so it was stated in that tax legislation that that 20% qualified business deduction will be a below-the-line deduction. It will not be considered an itemized deduction. So that's huge. Right, we already talked about on these previous episodes about how the itemized deductions may not be qualifying for anymore. So this can obviously be a big deal, but there are restrictions on it. So obviously, if you have $100,000 in all pass-through income, you get a $20,000 deduction, right? That's huge. You only have to pay taxes on the remaining $80,000 of your income. So if you get a $20,000 deduction, that means you're saving yourself probably another $6,000 in taxes, right? So, because not all of that $20,000 deduction is a credit, it is a deduction. So 30% or whatever your tax bracket is on that deduction gives you $6,000 in this particular instance, assuming that your federal taxes are around 30%. So There are some things that are worth going over. And by the way, sole proprietors, it's a possibility this may apply to them as well as S-Corp. So this is not just a S-Corp particular deal. However, the limits are that we have thresholds based upon the amount that the owner makes in taxable income. So the thresholds have been set at about $158,000 if you are not married, or $315,000 if you are not. So what this means is that depending upon the kind of business that you have, doctors, CPAs, those kinds of people, it starts phasing out based on your taxable income. And the question that we don't know, that we address with Craig Cody, is does that taxable income have to do with all of your income at the very bottom of page one, your adjusted gross income, or is it just based on your business? So we don't know that yet. Now, here's another caveat, is that there's also a restriction that it's the lesser of 20% of your business income or 50% of the total wages paid by the business to its employees. So in the article here, they give an example of you have a manufacturing company that has a net profit of $2 million in 2018, and it pays $500,000 in wages to its employees. Well, they would only be able to take qualified business income for $250,000, since 50% of the total employee wages are less than 20% of the net income of the business. So does this mean, as an employee, does that include the owner in terms of what you are paying yourself in W-2 wages? Or is it all the non-owner employees? So that's another question we don't answer here. So just to repeat, they look at the 20% of your business income or 50% of the total wages paid by the business to its employees. So you might have a $2 million profit, and you might pay $500,000 in wages to your employees. This is the difference between getting qualified business tax deduction on $250,000, right? 50% of 500 versus 20% of 2 million, the $400,000 in this particular case. So there's a lot of gray areas. There's a lot of questions that we don't know about this yet. And as I mentioned, there are those restrictions. The phase out starts at $158,000 or so if you're single, $315,000 if you're married, and it phases out completely if you're making about $208,000 as an individual or $415,000 if you are married. And so, my friends, we really have to take some more stock of this situation. You know, I wouldn't do any hasty moves to change yourself to an S corporation if you are thinking about this, because you can see there's a possibility that if this doesn't cover sole proprietors, that to become an S-Corp, you go move from $81,000 of taxes down to $69,000 of taxes. So there's definitely some hay to be made in here. However, I think we really have to think about this. We have to crunch the numbers. We have to see what the IRS comes back with. You know, we might even have to wait a year to see how taxes come out in 2019 for the tax year 2018. So that, I think, is really the substantial stuff. If you own a practice, if you're doing 1099s, that you should be thinking about. Make sure to check out the articles that I have included from kitses.com, K-I-T-C-E-S.com. There's a calculator that's on calcxml.com. There's an article from Physician on Fire. And there's another article that's a tax professional's take on the tax reform plan. I thought all of these were really solid articles, great to get into the weeds and better understand this. But at the end of the day, my friends, we don't know all the details of how this would happen. We do know that S-Corps are still advantageous in many ways in terms of not having to pay payroll taxes on everything. We do know that if you have income under $315,000 and you're married, total income, then certainly this plays well for you. We do know that if you are single and you have income under $158,000, that this is great as well. And so this gets back to what I've been saying throughout this whole podcast. The front page of the tax return, the front page of the 1040, are the deductions that matter. So everything you can do to get yourself deductions on the front page of the 1040 is even a better deal now than it was before. So depending upon all the different variables and different ways that you can set yourself up, If you'd like to know more of those kinds of ways, please make sure to contact me, Dave, at drfreedompodcast.com, or you can buy the newest edition of the Tax Reduction Prescription, which should be out any day, as well as getting that tax calculator for free, which you can get by texting less taxes, LESSTAXES, all one word, to 442-2-2. Again, text less taxes, all one word, LESSTAXES, to 442-2-2. Thank you so much. Look forward to hearing from you, hearing your thoughts on tax reform and what you are planning to do for this year. For the Freedom Formula for a Physician podcast, this is Dave Denniston signing out. Have a good one. Well, there was the show. Hope you loved it. And of course, we want to make sure to remember that right now is the time. If you are confused about this tax stuff, you want the latest copy of the tax reduction prescription and that calculator I was talking about in January, there's no better time to grab that than right now. Text less taxes, LESSTAXES, to 44222. Again, that's all one word, less taxes, LESSTAXES. Thank you again so much for listening. Blessings to you. Have a good one.